anybody who's ever seen the film, it mixes animation with live performers. How do you end up bringing all of that to the stage as well?
Well, this is the Broadway version of the show. So they're the same numbers as in the movie, but there's different concepts of how to stage them, and we have some absolutely fantastic dancers and some really inventive choreography. So those sections, the Jolly Holiday section, is colorful and fun, and we have a statue that comes to life, and we have magic all the way through the show. Just have to be a little inventive about how you do it in a live theater situation. And in a Broadway stage, you can do a lot of things that we can't do on this stage, but you'd be surprised how much we can do on our stage. It's a fun musical. It's not exactly like the film. There's a whole section of an evil nanny who comes to the bank's house and has to be vanquished, and that's not in the movie. So there's lots of stuff that's new, that if all you know is the movie, you're going to be delighted to see a lot of new stuff.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you bring up the original author of these books, because Walt Disney had quite a job in convincing her that she should turn over the rights to that film.
Yeah, he started working on her in the 40s, actually. And it wasn't until the 60s that he finally persuaded her to give him the film rights. And basically, he made her an offer she couldn't refuse. I mean, her books were still out there. Everybody was still reading them, but she wasn't making much money from them anymore. And her main income was the rent she was getting from a boarder who lived in her house. And when Disney presented her with his deal, she just couldn't refuse it. And ultimately, of course, it made her a very, very wealthy woman.
And made a lot of people happy. Are all of the songs that were in the film featured in the stage play?
Yeah. The songs that are in the film are in the stage play. But then there are extra songs that were written for the Broadway production, which are fun. There's some new songs that, if all you know is the movie, you'll get to hear some new stuff. And like I said, there's just some absolutely fantastic dancing. We cast our shows out of New York. And so our casts and our dancers, they all have New York experience. We always have a few people with recent Broadway credits. So you're going to see a first-class production.
Of all the songs that are performed, is there one that you hear the audience singing along with more than another?
I don't know. I can't say that that's true. Maybe supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Everybody seems to know that, at least that word.
But they can't spell it.
Well, and we do in the number. My favorite number in the show is actually the song that was also Walt Disney's favorite number, which is Feed the Birds, because it's just a beautiful, haunting song. And if you remember in the movie, it was Jane Darwell, who is a well-known old Hollywood actress, on the steps of the church while Mary Poppins sings the song. But we have all, and we have Supercalifragilistic, we have Spoonful of Sugar, we have Practically Perfect. All the songs are there.
Well, it's such a delightful show. And again, as people are looking for things to do with the entire family, especially right before they return to school, it's Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious Mary Poppins at the Fireside Theater. Ed Flesh, great to talk with you today.
Well, thank you for having me. If you say it loud enough, you'll always have a good.